confidence, heart, and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
All right, everybody. It's Wednesday night. It's number 199. Folks, this is 4 years, basically, of podcasts every week. I'm 175 episodes in tonight. Oh, somewhere is my co-host. He was at like 130, but it looks like he's not going to gain another number tonight if he doesn't show up on time. And I got mad love for Lepaki. You guys know that. I don't know what's up or where he's at. Last I heard, he was going to be joining me, but he will make it here. I'm not worried. He always seems to. Other than that, man, it's a good day. Tonight we're going to have one of our old friends, Bill Smallwood, professional fighter, dropping in. He's got a couple of fights lined up, ready to go. He's going to drop in. We're going to find out what the deal is with that. Other than that, the first hour is going to be, or was going to be, me and Lepaki kind of hanging out, talking a little bit about some events this weekend, but that's going to change, and I'll tell you why in a second, folks. But the second hour, it's all Bama USA. That's right, Bama USA, Brett coming on the show to break down Seven Feathers. It's going to be legit show tonight. I don't care what you guys think. One of the best promotions, hands down, on the West Coast. And now they're expanding. They're going. They're moving. And we're going to be one of their stops here in Oregon at Seven Feathers Casino in June, mere weeks away. We're going to be one of their stops on their expansion throughout the United States. Hopefully he can give us a little bit more information than that. But since I don't have my partner in crime like normal, I made a phone call. The fans have begged for it. The masses, the millions have wanted it. I brought him in, the hired gun, to rock this co-host seat with me tonight. The one and only, the man behind Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, CEO and President Jeff Hoiby. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. Congratulations. I understand you did kind of a grappling match for kind of, you know, to help an event out. Once again, This is this kind of guy right here. Not only does he protect your grill, ref your fights, sponsor fighters, but he gets in there too to help events out. So I just want to give you some mad love. I know that you're not an active professional fighter anymore. You went in, you did a grappling match for a good cause, you know. So I just wanted to give you a big shout out on some radio time for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was almost fun.
Now, be honest. The adrenaline, the crowd smell, the yelling, the music, the officials. You see this every single time you work an event. You go to an event that you're sponsoring a fighter at to support them, or an event you're promoting, you know, or event you've made matchmaking for. But it's been a few years since you've been one of the opponents in, you know, a match. Did you at all get that old sensation back when you first got in the back?
Oh, yeah. Well, when they called me into the cage and I walked into the cage, it felt weird then. I was standing in the cage and looking around at everybody going, oh, boy, here we go. All right. I just started to miss. I started to look across thinking, man, I wish I could punch him or kick him in the face. But it wasn't the cage.
Okay, now I know that you really enjoy, you know, the stand-up game, you know, a lot. I know that you enjoy the ground game. But if another charity, like, event was to come up, maybe, you know, with Jonesy or something, and they wanted you to do, like, an exhibition kickboxing match, would that be something that would still excite you as much?
Oh, yeah. I'd like that better. Yeah, that'd be
cool.
I'm done with my stuff fighting, dude. I'm just old. So,
well, you're not training 7 days a week, being ready for that last minute call anymore. You focus so much now on local MMA and the fighters in that scene. Obviously, your company, Clinch Custom Mouthguards at GetClinch.com. You know, by the way, I'm just going to tell you folks right now, speaking from experience. I know he can't put this on the packaging, but when I got my first Clinch Custom Mouthguard, the one with the Madhouse logo that glows in the dark, folks. Like, 3 times the amount of women started talking to me. When I got the Rogue Show and the Eagle one, dude, like, I literally have to go out of my house with a disguise on. Women are just screaming, that's that sexy man with a Clinch Custom mouth guard. I can't guarantee this is going to happen for all folks. That's why you can't put it on the package.
Might be your tattoo that's really throwing him over the edge.
Dude, I saw you throw it in the MMA Madhouse Minute vlog the other day. I was watching it, and because we watch him at work. We put him up on the big screen because I have one of those smart TVs. And, like, it's funny because that's why I said the one you did today was really good. Guys, get out there and check out number 18. You guys got to check out Jeff Goes Over to Catalyst MMA. Is it just Catalyst MMA or is it Catalyst something? Is there more to it?
Catalyst Fight House or Catalyst MMA, either one. He goes back to one.
Okay. I knew that you had said a different name in the vlog, but like everybody at the bar was like, dude, he did a great job. That's a really good one, you know. So, I mean, there was only 12 people there. It's not like there was 200, but, you know, all 12 people were watching it, and they all thought yours was really good. Now, you guys should check out Jeff, man. He's done the Fighter of the Week. He's got some little quick interviews in there. He's showing you guys some local gyms in the area. You know, once again, Madhouse Minute, you guys can submit any video in MP4 formats to stptattoo@mmamadhouse.com or carl@mmamadhouse.com. A minute to 90 seconds is what we're asking for, and keep it related to combat sports, boxing, wrestling, judo, sambo, amateur, pro, regional, international, whatever organization you like, you know, feel free. Give us your opinion. Tell us who's fighting. This is going to sound weird to you, Jeff, but I look forward to Bakers more than anybody else. It's H.R. Bakers, who does Fights of the Weeks for MMAMadhouse.com. I really look forward to what he's going to bring. It's not that he's monotone, but he is. You know what I mean? He's not, like, super excited. But I feel like when he's talking, like, I'm about to get a surprise. I don't know why. Maybe it is the voice and the structure of his verbiage, but and the way he kind of pauses every now and again. But, like, I look forward to seeing what he's going to say. It sounds retarded, but I mean, I talk to the guy every day, and I don't get excited to talk to him, but I get excited when I'm like, dude.
Totally know what you mean. I look forward to it too. Even though he's kind of monotone, he talks with a lot of passion about what he's. I can tell he's passionate about what he's talking about. He gets really excited for the fighters he's interviewing. He gets these guys who are, you know, their first fight and they're being interviewed. What a cool memory for that fighter. What a cool way to start their career. It's good stuff.
It is, and big shout out to HR, man. Like his fights of the week last week, I was reading through it. He had fights picked in Rio. He had fights picked in the Philippines. He had fights picked in Canada. He had fights picked in the Midwest. He had a fight picked in Europe. And today he was tweeting out some of the fight video from some of the different fights he talked about. But that's – the guy really loves his sports. And I'm not going to lie, dude. When we had the opportunity to bring him on board and to help bring more coverage from the Midwest, it was a no-brainer. You know, his connection with Show Fights and JT Teeley really was also a no-brainer because we've worked with him in the capacity of, obviously, Chris Gregory, who's now the president of MMATopics.net. You know, when we brought him on, it was like, you know, it was a no-brainer, you know, to bring HR. His writing ability and his finger on the pulse of the local community, especially, you know, what's going on in the MMA scene, kind of like Chris Gregory is in that area. So I thought it was a great add-on. And then I turn around, and he's like me and you and Lepaki and the rest of the, you know, the four horsemen, per se. He's into that international stuff just like us, you know?
Yep.
Oh, hey, hold on a second. Let's see. I might have you a surprise right here. Right now, one time only can I do this. Oh, here we go. Folks, you asked, you get it. The Intercontinental Champ of MMA Talk Radio.
Selection. Check out this selection right here. Where you from?
Critically acclaimed, lyrically acclaimed, self-proclaimed. Nobody calls you nothing except your mother.
Lepaki, how are you tonight, sir?
Tonight, sir. Fuck, man. Just now got out of my seventh meeting of the day.
Oh, well, I know you've been tied up and busy, and for some reason...
It's bullshit, man. I had to fucking... Man, I've been on the go. I've been to Corvallis and back twice today for work. Just got out of had a meeting at 5 o'clock, dude. It's 7:15. Who the fuck in their right mind is doing this shit? My dumb ass. But,
yeah.
Got the client. Yeah. Got the client, got the sale, and I got a new banner guy.
Wow.
I got a guy that'll do, fucking dude. Oh my God, dude, I can't wait to talk to you about this off air, dude. Any fighters that need banner work in Oregon, if you aren't getting a hold of me right now, you're a buffoon.
Well, let's talk about that off air.
My new banner guy will do all full color. There ain't, whether it's one fucking color or 70 colors, it's the same price.
Cool. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's not waste any more time because the one and only, our friend, great young guy, going through the game, Mr. Bill Smallwood. You should be live. I don't know why. It's not letting me unmute him.
Is he young now? I didn't think Bill was all that young, man.
He's younger than me.
Well,
he's younger than me. Hold on, Bill. For some reason, it's not letting me unmute you. Hold on. I'm going to fix this. But we have him. I swear. There we go. Let's try that. And Lepaki, I'm getting a lot of feedback off of you, brother.
Yeah, no, you're just gonna have to. Yeah, because I'm still on the fucking road, bro. So I'm gonna mute my end. I'm gonna mute my end so I can listen. And
okay.
If I got something to say, I'll just jump on.
You got it, brother.
All right, but I want to tell Bill what's up. Bill Smallwood.
There, he's live. He should be live now. Bill, are you?
I love it, man. They had
wrestling, Bill Smallwood. No wrestling, Bill Smallwood.
I love it. He always gives that to me, man, because he comes from boxing, man. He's going to start telling me about Floyd. He goes like, man, what do you think about Cotto fighting, what is it? Who does Cotto actually fight? June 7th.
Cotto, oh, my God, now I can't even think of it. I watched the damn 24/7 just the other day.
Yeah. No, because, like, my trainer actually, I just took my old trainer, though. He's a big giant-ass Samoan cat. But he actually works for Freddie Roach's family, though. They own, like, a telemarketing firm. And the winner out of, what is it, Cotto and Jesse? Is it Jesse? Man, I can't remember. But anyway, no, man, he's been working them for years, though. Because if you ever ask, like, Freddie, Joe, and Pip, and Al Roach, and all those guys, though, what happened?
Nothing happened. Keep going, buddy.
Okay. No, if you ever ask any of those guys, like, what they used to do before they used to go to the gym, they actually used to get on the phone and telemarket like crazy, though. But, and they've got, man, they sell anything over there. Like, it literally doesn't matter. Like, anywhere from, like, telecommunications to phone sales, this, that, whatever, man. They're on it, bro. But he's, like, a big-time, like, GM over there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I tried telemarketing one day in my life. That's not my game. I got out of it.
No cold calling, huh?
No.
Man. What have you guys been up to, man?
Just, you know, rocking it, man. Keeping it busy, you know, ever growing, starting to work with these cats in the Philippines, the Goat Locker. And smoker fights down there and underground battle. We're going to be one of their sponsors. But, hey, don't worry about us. You,
man,
have got a couple of fights.
It's two-way street always with me, man.
I know.
I do.
You got some fights lined up. Let's talk about it. The first fight, when, where,
I do.
Who?
Four Bears Casino. I'm going to be June 7th. This kid named Eric Wild, they actually just changed my opponent, though. They actually, they were trying to actually put me against, like, a kid that was, like, on the Ultimate Fighter and a UFC veteran, though, Bellator and whatnot, though. But they wound up switching it over, though. But a couple of guys that are GM and a COO out there, Pat Pacano and Scott Wilson and Rhonda Pacano and all those guys, they put together, man, a really good show over there. I forget the guy's, John Hagree. He used to be with, I want to say ESPN. So when anytime there's an MMA fight or a boxing fight out there at Four Bears Casino on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, man, they got it cracking. I mean, they're good people to work with. Every time they come down to Vegas, man, we get to hang out the big time in the golf. But honestly, as far as ranking-wise, I'm a big finance and business guy, so it's crazy because, like, North Dakota is actually ranked number one, like, in the economy. Like, their unemployment rate is, like, I think it's, like, 0.01 or something like that, man. But just some good, solid people out there, some good natives, and, man, I couldn't ask to probably fight in a better place.
Now, you've seen, you know, that's something that you've seen to have the ability to fight in multiple places, in multiple cities, in multiple states. What are you doing different? I mean, look, you're not some UFC vet that can walk in the door and sell 1,400 tickets just to have you there. You know, mm-hmm. you're a pro who's getting it, gritting it, and fighting as much as you possibly can. How are you getting to travel and fight when so many other fighters can't even find fights in their own hometown, let alone in the next state over?
I'll tell you this. Number one is, man, like, I've been wrestling since the age of four out of Oklahoma. And, like, I mean, Lopati knows that. But last week, Mo LaWall fought, Mo used to wrestle at Oklahoma. And this week, in your co-main event is Daniel Cormier, Oklahoma State wrestler. Next weekend after that would be Mark Munoz. And then you're a welterweight champion, Johnny Hendricks. So a lot of guys, like, in the MMA division, like, everybody from welterweight all the way up to heavyweight used to be a college wrestler. So a lot of guys know that wrestling dominates it. Now, anybody knows anything about wrestling, like Oklahoma's where you want to go. Like, I mean, since like 1912, like, it's nothing against the Gracies or anything like that. It's just like when it comes to the ground game, like, they did a really good part of, like, revolutionizing, and, I mean, they brought a lot of stuff to the game. But, honestly, like, when it comes to wrestlers, and especially because this is a business, like Dana, Lorenzo, Frank, and, you know, all those guys, Bjorn Rebney and all whatnot, they don't mind standing behind a wrestler because they know that we're educated. They know that we've already had to jump through the hoops of NCAA, drug testing, and, you know, if you're just a common asshole, honestly, truthfully, like, they're going to get rid of you on your team. They'll pull your scholarship in a heartbeat. So, you know, when it really comes down to it, though, like, Chael Sonnen, seriously, like, I actually know the guy. Like, I mean, a lot of people kind of like, you know, like, what's the beef between you guys and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, honestly, he's actually a good dude because I've actually seen him give people money, like USA wrestlers, like, that are struggling, or people that are, like, wrestlers that are struggling in college or this or that or whatever. Like, he gives money back to the sport they love. You ask any wrestler, like, that came from that background, they'll say they love wrestling, they like MMA, because, you know, my life would probably be complete with a gold medal. Now, you ask the question, why do I get to bounce around quite a bit, though? It's, like, 28 years I've been in this business, and I just network, and, like say, 85% of the fight cards actually go on in Indian casinos. I go to speak to places in Wyoming, I go places to speak in Montana, Colorado, San Diego, Miami, you name it, though. I know what kind of problems fighters have. Truthfully, they're really, a lot of fighters, I mean, whether you're a boxer, MMA fighter, Muay Thai, whatever it is, generally we came from a blue-collar background, and the truth is that a lot of us tried to use outside stuff to cure our inside, though. I mean, it was kind of like instant gratification. It's kind of like, all right, well, my life is instantaneously going to make me feel better if I win this fight. Or, you know, my life, this is everything. They put all their eggs in one basket. And, you know, one of the things is that, like, I mean, that's one of the things that I try to speak to, like, a lot of younger people actually coming up, or guys that I manage or whatever. I'm like, listen, man, like, there's a way to take score in life, and there's a way not to take score in life. And it's like, I'm going to be honest with you, man, like, you know, like, I've dealt with death, I've dealt, you know, alcoholism, drug addiction, like, you name it, whooping people's ass, I've gotten arrested before, you know, I was like, you know what kind of business that you're in, but more along the lines of try to stay in a solution and definitely try to, you know, for those guys that are coming up, I definitely try to take them under my wing, because, you know, in a fighting, fighters need that shit. I mean, punching each other, this, that, whatever, though, nothing was solved and nothing was ever really gained, and people were entertained, and, you know, you can't slip them all. You can't land them all. You can't do any of that. But I just know that, honestly, like, a lot of people do need that, or they're going to go to jail, or they're going to this or that. They're just real people. I've met gangsters. I've met, you know, skinheads. I've met, you know, like, I mean, I've trained. I mean, you name it. But there's a mutual respect. When you walk through that door, man, like, there's – when it's time to glove up and, you know, everybody else, you know, got to get hit in the fucking mouth. Truth.
Oh yeah, I agree. Now, the first fight you have coming up, you know, obviously you take that fight. What was the reasoning and thinking, and how quickly were you offered the second fight?
Actually, my manager, Cordell Stewart, though, I actually switched up management.
You mean Cordell, like, Stewart, like Pittsburgh Steelers?
No. He's actually with my Indian tribe, though, and he's actually trying to set up – no. He's actually trying to set up some stuff. He does a lot of PR for our Native American tribe, and our Native American tribe, like, I'm Crow-Native American, like Crow-Nation. But anyhow, he's, like, the head of our PR and stuff. So, like, my tribe actually – what is it? They adopted Barack Obama, so they've got, like, you know, quite a big team, though. Just to kind of give you a heads up real quick, like, a tribe's a tribe if they're 10,000 or less enrollment, or, and they're a nation if it's above that. So, like, Crow Nation has about 16,000 enrolled members, though, and they're pretty big, though. But where I'm holding my fight is three affiliate tribes. They're going to have Cyborg there. They're going to have, speaking of which, I just trained with Kim Couture. She's going to be up there as well. So they're going to have, well, I forget. He's actually the main event. Actually, he fought Mo back in Sengoku. I forgot it. Travis Woof. He's going to be out there in the main event. But
well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
No. All I was going to say was, like, Cordell actually hooked us up, though, on the second fight, and he's actually got a guy that was on the Ultimate Fighter, Leo Bercier, okay. Whenever Kelvin fought. I don't actually know how well
that's
he did.
Guy,
I'm just
Leo
trying to...
Leo Bercier is the guy that Eddie Ellis submitted in the fight to get in the house with an arm triangle from the bottom, my favorite submission on the history of the Ultimate Fighter.
Okay. It's funny, though, because he actually just fought last week. He fought one of my old classmen, at University of Central Oklahoma, Jeremiah Constant, and he beat him, though. And I got to talk to Jeremiah a little bit. But they fought in Williston, North Dakota, and he's actually going to be fighting on the same card. So whenever I go out there, I'll be able to kind of see him fight, though. But I don't know. I don't know if he's any good or whatever, though, but... Honestly, I think the biggest problem that I ever really have is, like, whenever I get out there, just, like, being able to let it fly. I've taken – the trainer that I'm taking in there, I've actually been undefeated with them. I've had three fights with them and been undefeated, though. So one of the things is that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Honestly, a lot of my ego kind of got to me over the, you know, over the years, and I've taken, like – I had a fight with him before in Arizona, and then the next fight where I fought Kelvin Gastelum and fucking got submitted in the first, and then I picked him right back up for two more fights, and then the next fight we put up a fight of the night, and then the fight after that I got a second round TKO, and then but yeah, it was I picked him right back up though, and wound up getting back in this other gym though, so I'm kind of piggybacking back and forth between Syndicate MMA and Phase One, so.
Oh, Syndicate, that's where Guns is.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a local boy from where I live. Grew up fighting on the cards around here back in the day with Ed,
dude,
Herman,
had,
and all those boys.
Yeah. Dude, we had like five fighters on the last World Series of Fighting card. And it was crazy, man. It was crazy because that dude, Svetlov, Svetlazar or something. The dude from Bulgaria, he fought Yushin Okami, though, man. And that kid was seriously so sick. Dude, I was sitting there trying to take him down. I was trying to low level. I was trying to high crotch. I was trying to do a lot of things. And this kid, man, when he got in there with Yushin Okami, he just froze up. Not only that, I was like, man, I was like, he wasn't even trying to get out. He wasn't trying to shrimp out. He just was hanging on for dear life, though. Yushin Okami, like, started mounting him and stuff. I was like, damn, brother. I was like, at least turn your back and then fight with your feet and kick those feet out and then, you know, try to defend the rear naked or something. I'm like, bro, he just froze up. I was like, damn, dude, like, that kid was actually good. He just froze up in that fight.
You know, that's something that, you know, a lot of people talk about when they get to the big shows, especially like the UFC, a lot of people, you know, who are first timers there talk about the awe of the situation, the adrenaline dumps, the nerves. And it's funny, you guys do this sometimes four or five times a year in multiple cities in front of people. What do you think is the one difference about stepping into, you know, the World Series of Fighting or into Bellator or into Zuffa and having that happen to them? Or, you know.
What was the actual specific question?
You know.
Why? But.
Yeah, you probably got it. I'm just blabbering on. You know, why do you think when they get to one of those top three shows, nerves affect them so much at that point when it did in the previous 10 or 15 fights?
Why? Mostly because a good portion of social media has taken a lot of the marketing. Because I'll tell you this, whenever I got into it with Chael Sonnen, man, I had people like sending me crazy stuff, man. Like, All I understood was this: is that if you lose, you get let's say you like you get worked. I mean, you get cut open, or you get like you know something. Like people want to see you lose. People for some reason are just drawn to negativity, because the truth is that if it were really easy and a good portion of people really wanted to see people do well, though, man, they would just cheer them on. Some people just don't know how to do that. They're drawn to soap opera type of shit. Because here's the truth. If you actually look me up on YouTube and you type in Bill Smallwood, I've got a fight of the night on there, and there's like 2,100 views on there. But whenever I sit there and piss and moan about Chael Sonnen and his fan base, it's like me for 27 minutes talking about really nothing, just rambling on. There was more people that watched that than have watched my fighting. So it lets me know when I get ready to take my groceries and I get ready to pay for my groceries that why Globe, Us Weekly, Entertainment Weekly, like all of the red journalism and stuff like that, people don't really understand fighting per se, but they want to feel like that they're part of the entertainment process, kind of like talking shit and this and that, though, because it's all they really know how to do. They don't really know that fighters actually go into the fights that, like, most of them are actually hurt. Probably 100% of them are hurt. Somebody's got to dislocate it, this, that, whatever. Like my boy Johnny Hendricks, like he went into the fucking fight with his bicep was torn. You know?
Yeah.
Small things like that. Most people don't understand those kind of like that people pay, you know, they pay with their bodies, man. Like a lot of people don't know that. They couldn't even fathom the thought. So, you know, it's neat that you can have fans like, you know, that's somehow that they can feel like they're a part of. Because whenever I get ready to rip out like fucking 10 miles at nighttime, though, man, like I know people can't wrap their head around that, or people can't wrap their head around that I've been like in a gym for like 9 hours all day, you know, just getting it, or watching film until I'm like, till the contacts stick to my eyes, or, you know, or that I have a small little injury, or I've got this, or I've got that, or people have, you know, that somebody be willing to do this and hitchhike all the way from Oklahoma to Las Vegas, 1,300 miles, or somebody would go hungry, or, you know, whatever it is. People don't understand, like, the cost of that kind of stuff, and, you know, whatever. Like I said, if you're willing to be part of it, by all means, hey, man, I'll sign you right up.
Now, you know, I was talking earlier today with somebody, and you're this guy in Sweden. We were talking about wrestling and MMA. Now, I want, because obviously you're going to have a probably completely different opinion than me, but I feel in America, Western-style wrestling is killing the sport of MMA, because these guys go for more points fighting than they do finish. What is your thought? Do you think it's bettered the sport, kept it the same, or like me, maybe backed it up a little bit in its evolution?
What do you mean Western-style wrestling? Are you talking about the stuff we do in collegiate?
Yes.
As a sport, wrestling dominates it. As an entertainment, like, I'll tell you this, because you know I'm partial to wrestling. I'll tell you this. The fights have become progressively more fucking boring due to the better the wrestler. Because, honestly, if they were dominant wrestling, they just take them down, beat the piss out of them. There's not really a whole lot of technique that really goes into that, because the truth is, whether you're a Muay Thai fighter or a boxer, there's no way that you can chunk them. Let's say you're an amateur fighter. Like, there's no way that you can, like, throw hands and leg kicks and all that stuff for 3 minutes straight. The body just can't do it. Sooner or later, you're going to end up in the clinch. And a wrestler, that's a head tie to them. And all they got to do is throw a couple of fakes and then hit a high crotch or a short fireman's or a fireman's or a outside single and then take them down. And that's pretty much it. That's it. So, but for the sake of entertainment, though, like, honestly, like, you know, you didn't hear it from me, but I do. I like watching more. I do. I love watching. I like going to the Lion Fight promotions. I love going to Scott Kent's deal. Like, because seriously, those guys kick the shit out of one another, though. And there's elbows and, like, they're down there for the real thing. And I can tell you this, though, like, entertainment-wise, people want to see people bleed, and it's just straight shock factor. Like, they watch us. Like, you know what I mean?
I love it that people hate my guts, man.
They're just like, I can't believe this guy. Like, he's got a finance degree, though, man. He's, like, kind of halfway, like, politically charged, and he's got a bunch of fucking friends and stuff, and he could actually work a serious job, but he just doesn't want to. And he's kind of a fucking douchebag on some days, though, because he's intense. And I want to see him get his ass whooped. That's just, some people are like that. And some people are like, they understand kind of the things that I've been through the years and stuff. And they're kind of like, look, man, if you knew the guy, like, he was a train wreck probably a little bit before. Like, he was keeping it together. Like, you know, he knew grades and all that stuff. But, like, you know. But,
so, you know, because, look, I'm a huge fan. You could, dude, any Friday or Saturday that you're not competing and you got time, you follow me or Lapaki or Rear Naked Smoke, and we're going to get you live Thai fighting. We watch it every Friday and Saturday from Bangkok,
dude,
and Thailand.
That's why you guys have won. That's why you guys have seriously won, like, world awards, though, man. I mean, like, bro, you guys have been putting it down. I mean, like, every day.
Oh,
that's crazy.
It's what we do. It's, you know, some people are alcoholics. Some people are gym rats. I'm a combat sports junkie. That's my disease.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey guys, real quick, can I give just a quick shout to my sponsors?
Anybody you want, go for it.
Yeah, man. All of these guys, man, are like, man, seriously helped me out either with, like, blood work or, like, getting an extra ticket for, like, airlines. But anyway, first of all, I want to give a shout to my manager, Cordell Stewart with Cronation, Jessica with Ducon Energy, JC Johnson with Diamond Willow Energy, Derek with Kempton Oil and Gas Land Services, Shane with J&J Rental, Wyatt Bison Builders, Sean Greenwood at Blasco Oilfield Service Work, Claire Fox with Fox and Hunt LLC, Rigo Renteria at Arrowhead Hydrogen, Tony Damien with First Call Oil Services, Mamie Sherwood with Seven Eagles Energy Services, Chief Clothing, and Three Bears Construction, which that'll actually be my walkout shirt, which is pretty neat, though. But above all, Plumbing and Contract, Kevin Hinsdale, Four Bears Casino, obviously the guys you know who you are, Scott Wilson, Pat and Rhonda Pacano, the Vice Chairman for the MHA Nation, Fred Fox, Kristen Roserberger, my brother Brian Hopkins, Crow Nation, my brother Little Al with the Housing Authority for Crow Nation, though. I mean, they just got a veteran center, actually, set up, man. Awesome guy. George Pardos at Tech Disposal, Pepper Melton, Dana Bean, the promoter of the show, John Hagree, my trainer, Jason Tafoya at Phase One Sports Gym, Mike Pyle, Phil Dace, John Wood at Syndicate MMA, though. And back to you.
Hey.
Hey, Bill, hold on. Skip. Hey, Bill.
Yeah,
Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much, you know, Skippy asked you how you get to go to all these events, man. How much does the fact that you can talk to a lot of these natives on the res and really relate to them and give them and provide them with a positive influence on
do you
what
want me to be honest?
Achieve? Yeah, I want you to be honest, bro.
All right, here goes, man. Like, whenever I was in, let's just say Wyoming, though, one of my boys, actually you guys had him on, though, and I really thank you, man, for, man, giving a positive PR. But we set up a MMA organization. But one of the things is this, like, I had alcoholism issues before, and that's really no secret to a lot of people. But anyhow, a lot of natives actually have that. I don't know one successful native drinker, though, but specifically in places that I don't really want to put anybody's business out there, but let's just say, like, North Dakota, man, like, has done really well when it comes to back in shale oil, and it's no secret. I mean, they're, like, ranked number one economically, and they've done well with the oil money, so when you throw a lot of money at a tribe and people that are used to not really making a whole lot, it's kind of like people winning the lottery, though, man. A lot of those people will get into meth or suicide, you know, this, that, whatever. A lot of bullying, stuff like that. So what I'm really trying to say is that I'll go and I'll speak. And I'll go speak about little things. I'll run an MMA MMA camp or a wrestling camp. I'll tell a man, like, exactly how I got my degree or whatever. I'll tell him, dude, like it's not what you think. Like, you know, I didn't grow up, like, with everything. I didn't no silver spoon. I'm like, man, I just got out and got it, man. Just work. So I try to let people know that, you know, there's a rough side of me, but there's also a very polished, a very dressed up side. I could tell you that I'm a fighter that likes fashion. I can tell them, you know, just a lot of things. I mean, like, I can tell them, like, is there parts that I got made fun of or this or that or, you know, self-esteem thing, because that's ultimately my goal is, you know, to make sure that our people, Native people, actually have continued future growth in business, though, because honestly, that's where my heart is. Because, I mean, I can't be anybody else. I'm just like, I'm just this Indian kid from Oklahoma. Like, you know, that's all I really know how to be. And whenever you're able to consistently put it down and put a good positive thing out there, and then the politicians, because they're tribal council, they're able to kind of see what you're doing and see how consistent you are, and they're saying, you know what, this guy is a leader. Because past my fighting career, I probably have a career in politics, probably the oil and gas industry, and probably with a casino. I mean, this is going to be my life. I mean, honestly, like Skippy, Lopati, man, guys, I'll be seeing you for years and years to come, though, whether I'm fighting or not.
That's cool with me.
It's kind of like, what is it, like E-40 said, man, we tycooning. I'm just being a goofball, brother.
That's what we like about you, Bill. That's what we like about you. And I like that I can always bust your chops about wrestling. And
oh, my gosh. Man, that stuff gets under my skin sometimes for real, bro. He's good at it, though.
Bill, I can't, you know, I can't thank you enough. I know this was a kind of a last minute deal to get you
in
here. And
the thank you comes from me. Thank you for scheduling me and my brother.
Hey,
are we going to be able to watch your fights up there in North Dakota, or are they going to be on a stream?
What do you got, brother? I can't hear you.
Will they be streaming your fights in North Dakota?
They are working it out right now. They should be. That's why I was trying to tell them. That's why I was trying to tell the promoter last night. I was like, "Can you shoot me a link of where they're streaming it, though?" Because usually they do it. They're just trying to work out. I think more of the business split, like who gets what and what, you know, the percentages. They should be kind of an 85%, yeah. But I don't have a link yet. So, but yeah. But it'll be June 7th there at Four Bears Casino, and then 3 weeks later, I will actually be Crow Indian Reservation. So. Man, guys, thank you again.
Hey, good luck, and have fun with the rest of your training camp, and go out there and get those W's, brother.
All right, my brother. Thank you.
Later.
Thanks, Bill. Be safe, buddy.
All right.
Be careful on them late-night runs, bro. Be careful on them late-night runs, man. It's dangerous in Vegas.
Say that again?
Be careful.
Late-night runs?
Late-night runs. The late-night runs, man.
I'll be all right.
All right,
hey,
well,
and everybody,
I don't have to come down there and regulate for you.
I love it.
And you guys get out there and follow him on Twitter at Billy_Smalls, SMALLZ. Okay, brother, have a good night.
All right, my brother. Thank you again, guys.
Oh, everybody, Bill Smallwood, beast, just a good guy all the way around. We love that cat. Oh, man. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a quick commercial and some music, and we'll be back to start the show in a few minutes, the next part. And let me find this, if it's even here. Let's try this. Lepaki, you might be the only one, and Jeff, you might be the only ones who catch this.
Bottoms up!
Cheers!
Bottoms Up is more than just a great idea. It's a brand new bar and grill. In fact, it's the only true Western-themed saloon in Redmond. The Old West meets the New West at Bottoms Up Saloon. With a rustic atmosphere inside, comfy outdoor seating, a fire pit, and a build-your-own Bloody Mary bar on Sundays. The Bottoms Up Saloon serves up tasty local products with great daily lunch specials, happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and a dinner menu that will satisfy the hungriest of cowboys. Like Bottoms Up Saloon on Facebook to keep up with live music events and all the happenings. Bottoms Up Saloon, south of Walmart on 97 Redmond.
talking to my bees and tokers, and we're doing it all the way.
Championship belts who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championships, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing. If you need championship belts, check them out. Pro-Am Championship Belts, ProAmBelts.com. Look them up on Facebook, Pro-Am Belts. Trust me, nothing says cool like Pro-Am Championship Belts.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
All right, folks. Okay, I got to go have a cigarette. Whew, I feel a little bit better. I needed that. Okay, so the second hour is, we're going to talk with, like I said, Brett. We're going to be talking Bama USA. But we've got about 8-9 minutes. There is some great events going down this weekend I want to touch on real quick. Dude, Shlemino is fighting at Unified this weekend, along with Matt Dwyer. I mean, there's a bunch of great guys on this card. You guys should definitely get over there and check it out, because Rama is going to be facing Tim Hague. I know, Lopaki, you're probably very interested in that fight as well. I'm also interested in the Chase Maxwell and Brandt Dewsbury fight. That's Unified MMA 19, folks. You can watch the first 20 minutes for free on Go Fight Live TV. And when you guys buy their pay-per-views, you own them for life. They go into your account. They're on demand. Watch them on your phone. Your Roku, I've been rocking my Roku with some GFL. I tell you what, that is the best way to do it. If you got a Roku, make sure you activate. You get an activation code on your Roku. Link it up. That is the best way. I got 300 MMA events on demand. Well, kickboxing, some grappling, some boxing, but you guys get the gist of it. I have 300 events on demand. I watched Ansgar Fighting League 1 for the fifth time. I watched it last night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, laying in bed, falling asleep. I was like, boom, put it on. Got like 3 fights into it, passed out. But that's what's really great. They got that going on this weekend. And Pinnacle, what is Pinnacle's event name? I cannot for the life of remember me. It's 7. It's Pinnacle 7. And it's going to be James Porter versus Cody Garbrandt. This is going down in the Green Tree Sportsplex in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We've had these guys on the show, I think, 2 times in the last year or so, year and a half. They put on a really good pro event down there, and they're coming back with, like I said, their 7th installment of this series called the Series Pittsburgh Challenge Series. Good guys, man. Great events. They got some tough fighters on there. You guys should definitely check them out as well. Price point is a no-brainer. You know, it's under $10. You know, even if you can't watch it, you should get it and go back and watch it later.
Dude, what
and
about
by the way,
how did you skip over Battlefield Fight League 30, bro?
That can we, dude? I was going through what was on GFL first because we talked to Battlefield this morning. And we still have not gotten a confirmation on their stream. Big shout out,
Touche.
Big shout out right now, folks. 7 days, 2 hours until we have our 200th episode of Madhouse Live, and it's going to be all. Tough Enough 20th anniversary show with Bootsy. We're going to be breaking down the card, and we're going to be screaming out the link all night long. This event is free. Whether you watch it on YouTube or you want to show up and watch the fights, they got 17,800 tickets to give away. This is what I'm talking about. 20th anniversary will be a great show. Lapaki, I know like me, you're definitely looking forward to this event.
Dude, I'm thinking about taking that Friday off work. Flying to Vegas, going to the event, and then flying back.
I'll be honest, right now, tickets out of Redmond for the Red that through Allegiant, I think they're like $129 round trip.
Yeah.
So it's worth it because you're gonna pay. If you were to fly down to Vegas and pay for an event, you would be $200-$300 into it anyway. This way, you can only be $150-$200 into it, and you're not paying for tickets to a major event. That I agree. That'd be really sweet to get done.
And I wish I could find a sponsor that would pay me to go down and cover it. Let's work on that.
We should.
Bootsy, fly me down, bro. $129. I'll drive to Redmond.
Hey, let me,
I'll
park my
truck at Skippy's house.
That's right. I want to ask you, I know you've been tied up all day and, you're playing catch up with me, but, what do you think and how much did you like hearing that Gomez called out Holly Holmes on her Facebook page? Beautifully called her out.
They're 6-1, half a dozen the other, man.
Do you think Holly
has... I know that they're both no different than the other, in my opinion. Because I know there's a lot of talk about how awesome India is. And in the few fights we've seen, she's done really well. But who has she beat?
Well,
I understand that she trains with Tisha Torres and everybody down there at ATT, and I'm not, all I'm saying is that before you say you're going to come down to 135 and start, everybody, better pay attention and, you're going to put them all on notice, could she beat her? Yes, she definitely could if she got the fight to the ground. I don't know that she could beat her if she tries to stand up with her.
I'm gonna lean a little bit towards what you said. I think her best win to date is Leslie Smith. I think that's her best victory. Obviously, she got knocked out by Amanda Nunes and, Ronda subbed her at King of the Cage a few years back. But those are her only losses. But, I guess, Catalina really isn't a huge name yet and a top contender yet. So I give you that. That was at Invitka 3. And then at Invitka 4, she went against Hirokyo and beat her in a decision. So you make a valid point, but I think when it comes to her calling out Cyborg, that's one thing, or her calling out, Ronda, that's another thing. I think her calling out Holly Holmes is on the same kind of playing field.
Oh, I think it's cool. I don't have a problem with it, but I'm just saying, she said, man, the whole division is on notice. I'm putting everybody on notice. Hey, man, just because you're bigger than everybody don't mean that you're going to go in there and just beat the brakes off of them all. First of all, she's got to be able to make 135, man. She's a stout chick, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
I could understand if she was already at 135 or she's calling everybody out, but she ain't even made 135 yet.
That's a very, very important thing to look at. We see it happening in the male world, And now we're starting to see it happen in the female world where they're cutting more and more and more weight to get the smaller and smaller and smaller weight.
But I think the only difference between the men and the women is that some of these ladies that are cutting weight are doing it because, like, if you fight at 145 in the female division, bro, how often are you really fighting? If she wants to be a pro fighter, you can't be a female pro MMA fighter at 145. There's not enough high-level women out there that are at that point yet at 145. I mean, there's only so many Charmaine tweets and Amanda Bells.
Charmaine, right now, in the cage as we speak, rematch Anna Barone, who came in 5 pounds overweight.
5.4.
Charmaine said, "That's fine. I'll still whoop your butt in the cage, and I'm going to take 20% of your wallet." Boom! That's how you do it, gangsta. Take that money and take that beating.
Take them both. Damn it, take them both.
Yep. I tell you what, dude. I'm super. I'm super excited to hear the outcome of that fight. And I once again, this is 2 weeks in a row, folks, where MMA started for the week, either on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. We're starting to see more and more shows earlier and earlier in the week. I'm a fan of that. And let's not screw around. Are we calling him at 8:10 or 8?
No, 8:15, dude. 8:15.
Okay, cool. Well, we got a few more minutes to talk. Great.
Huh.
I'm a big fan of seeing this MMA during the week. You know, I really like it. I think the weekends are getting so saturated that you really don't have time to catch as many events as you want. And I like it. You know, I think it's a good deal. And I'm glad that this all-pro event for MMA Wednesday night or MMA fight night up in Canada, went down at Club Soda. I think it's great. I wish we'd see a few more events in the States go to Thursdays or Wednesdays or Sundays. Yeah.
Well, I think that it's just good for business. If you are, you know, the nice thing about the fight game is that you can stream it on the internet and you can, you know, and on a Wednesday night, there's a lot less competition, so the likelihood of you being able to get, you know, a decent viewing is good, which helps with your sponsorship money because, you know, obviously the more people that are watching, the more you can charge for advertising. You know, so it helps you to leverage your stream on nights where there's not a lot of MMA competition so that, you know, there's a larger section of the market that may be more willing to watch your fight card than if there was a Bellator and a World Series of Fighting and an MFC going on at the same time where, you know, those are obviously, you know, a little bit higher stature fighters, a little bit more name behind them. The casual MMA fan may lean towards the fights on Access TV than try to, you know, track them down on the internet. I think it's just smart business, man, overall. I think it's really good, and, you know, it's great for us because, you know, here you are getting to sit around and watch fights and brag about it, and I just have to sit here and think about how I've been at work for 12 hours. So I really appreciate it, bro. I mean, if you could just keep that up for, like, you know, just a little bit longer.
I tell you what, speaking about bragging, let's throw it down,
folks. Here we go. I shouldn't have said anything.
We are, like, just over 2 weeks away from Rough 13. You guys know, I want to tell you guys right now, we're going to have Brandon on to break down the card on Wednesday night. Friday night, Madhouse Live from China for Rough 13 FU. We're going to be talking with the fighters again as they head to the event. We have the exclusive. Nobody else rocks it like we do. We're going to be talking to all the main card fighters. Also, look for the folks tonight who are listening in China and in Asia. Look for Madhouse Live to be rocking a live stream, not only on our website, but on PPTV. We're going to try to do it this time, folks. We're going to try to pipe in and interview the fighters after the fights live. So look for all that information coming. I can't wait to have Brandon on. What a couple of weeks. Bootsy, Brandon, we got Brett. Dude, I mean, we can't ask for better radio.
Dude, I just love this thing that, you know, Brandon and Joel have allowed us to help, you know, be a part of Rough. It's one of the things I really look forward to. I actually would like to know maybe the languages of the fighters we're going to interview so that maybe we can learn how to say hello in their language and not always have to rely on the interpreter. Maybe to tell us what they say back, but, you know, we could at least say hello to them in their native tongue, and they may enjoy that.
Yeah, dude, it's funny, man. Bootsy's learning Mandarin right now. I believe
he's... I know, see, and see, that's why I wish I would have not stopped playing Mahjong, because, you know, when you play Mahjong, man, you just sit around and you learn Mandarin all day long. I used to be able to count to 1,000 in Mandarin, and I can't even count to 10 right now.
Yeah, I know.
I grew up, dude.
Well, it's funny. I grew up, you know, overseas, you know that. I grew up speaking Hebrew and German. That's what we spoke in our house. And then Spanish was our third language because that was their nationality, you know, the people who adopted me. But they spoke Hebrew first, German second, and Spanish third. Man, I understand way more Spanish than I could speak anymore. I barely understand German anymore and can barely speak it. My Hebrew is just, dude, it's horrible. I'm no good at those. I can't roll them right anymore. You know,
dude, you're not gilded anymore.
Hush.
Yes. Plus one.
Dude,
you're so lucky I'm not in the studio right now. I was so excited.
Yeah.
Jesus is just all right. All
with
right.
Me. It's me.
Jesus
is just
all right.
All right. I know. Here we go. This is just for you, Lepaki. Oh, no, it's not. Dude, I've had the worst problem for 2 days on two different shows with Blog Talk. Like, I could not get logged in the other night. And then I had problems with you. I guess you guys had problems on your network yesterday. You know,
yesterday was horrible.
You know, I'll be honest. You know, we've been looking at some other networks out there, and it's
up with Stitcher.
Well, dude, like nothing out there has the following or fan base that Blog Talk does. It sucks.
Yeah, I know, but dude, it's not about the Blog Talk fan base. It's about our fan base. It's about our people. About the people that choose to tune in to you and me, man. You and me, buddy. They'll follow
access.
Us at Stitcher, bro.
It's easier access, like, because our shows, you know, it's like some of the other programs we're looking at, like, we can't directly link them to the iTunes store or directly link them to certain sites, you know, as easily as we can through here and have as much capability, time limits, amount of callers that can call in live, you know, all these things that we get here. And that's the thing is if I could take this package and put it on another network, I would do it tomorrow. I'd be done. I'd be like, see ya, history. But nobody offers anything with all this availability in one package. Some have better in one area than others. But like Spreaker, I do shows on Spreaker all the time that I just don't ever tell you guys about, but I do them pretty regularly. And one of the things I like about it is the full board system, you know, fade in, fade out, you know, the cues that you can control, the trebles, you can control what music and you know, I play like a lot of audio clips from interviews, really smooth, can fade them in and fade them out. And so that aspect, that show's better. It downloads. You know, but, I mean, it's not as easy to share and have, because some people like you, like, I've had a couple people say it doesn't play well on a Mac, it won't open in a Mac correctly, you know. So that's, you know, one of the things we don't run into here. But, you know, just whatever. It's just whatever. Screw it. We don't need to be getting in all this. We can talk some MMA.
No, it's
fine,
man. The people don't mind listening to this, man. They want to know what's going on with our lives, too, bro.
Well,
dude, this is what's going on with MMA Madhouse right now, folks. These are the kind of decisions we're making. We're trying to better your experience. We want
you to have
the best experience possible. And right now, we have to utilize Blog Talk Radio. And until we find something better, we're going to have to sit here and work with these guys.
See, that's something I've thought about doing is me and you switching the Rogue Show to Google Hangout and taking it off this network. But my only concern is we've had so much issues with people being able to connect in and cameras working and audio and the phones. You can't call
in. I think that was maybe some user error.
Well, you know, that's something we need to try again but see, here's the thing is, you know, I think it would be the best to do the Rogue Show live with a video feed just because of what the show is about and how the show is put out there, you know. But the thing is, like, you know, we've got to have other people who can join in and have them, you know. I don't want to deal with black screens and low audio all night long. You know what I mean? That's the crap thing. Me, you, Chris, and Jeff, we nail it when we're doing it privately, but when we go to the masses and we stream it on YouTube, it just doesn't ever seem to work out the right way, which really irks me. It's something that's been driving me crazy. I ain't gonna lie, dude. I'm about to go spend $3,000 on a whole brand new mixing board and getting the computer upgraded again so that I have something that we could plug in 6 mics to, control fading and audio, and I want to start doing the show via video, man, especially when you're in town.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but...
Because, look, I was looking at it, and I can buy additional two-channel mic setups and amp setups for relatively inexpensive, ship one to you, ship one to Gregory, ship one to Jeff, and, you know, and one to Carl, and then that way when we all do the shows, you guys plug all those in through a USB port, and then you guys will be able to be synced up to my board on my computer system to where I can adjust everything as well as you can too. You'll have I think it's a treble, a bass, and then a cue button to where you can mute the headsets and just have the mic working. You know, that's what I'm thinking about doing to make the next step for better for the show. But if we're going to do this, I wanted to be able to go to video to where all three of us are live on the screen at the same time, and we all have a nice setup that all works compatibly with each other to where we can do it, you know. I'm just getting sick of Blog Talk, man. Too many errors, too many issues. I was told a year ago that I was going to get caller volume control. We still haven't gotten it.
Yeah, sometimes you need that too, man.
Yeah.
You know, that is one of the big setbacks is that you can't manually adjust somebody and turn them up, you know, from within the studio. That should have been something they had on the, you know, first version. I mean, that should be like basic common sense knowledge if you're setting up a, you know, a system like this. I mean, at least I would think. I don't know.
But we have that on. If we did the Hangouts, we have it, obviously. You know as well as I do. We have that capability there. So that's one of the reasons why I like that because, look, we could all be on one system running under the control board here, you know, all three using nice condenser microphone setups, and then anybody calling in, whether they're using a cell phone, a video camera, you know, whatever, a tablet, we would be able to still control their audio as well. And that's something that really irks me about Blog Talk, man. It really does. Well, I'll tell you what. That's enough, my little soapbox. It's about that
time.
Dude,
I'm going to read you. I got to read this tweet, bro.
Okay.
I got to read this. So, looks like... This guy, Vito Belafonte, this is his tweet to Jessica Pena when she was talking about, Carla Esparza said, you know, Tiffany Timebaum Van Suess heads out to Connecticut tonight for Line 515. She's beast mode. I know she's going to get that win, yada, yada, yada. Some guy says, she's going down like Cyborg did in her last fight. And then Jessica Pena said, good for you, you're an idiot. And then he responds with this. Women's MMA is a bleeping joke. Y'all are ruining the UFC cars and their buy rates.
This guy's retarded. Dude, she's fighting in a Muay Thai fight. That's
for
starters.
Idiot.
He's a Zuffa zombie, that's why.
How is women's, if anything, women's MMA is helping the buy rate right now? Dude, do you see that, like, the UFC Vancouver card has sold, like, 7,000 tickets and only 900,000 gate? And, like, the one in Vegas was, like, 5,000 and, like, 1.4 million?
No. I didn't see the gate numbers. No. I saw somebody, Oh, man, yeah. No, I read something today when I'm sitting at work. It was about Dana Blast and media writers who are saying Renee, you know, Barao isn't what he's actually cracked up to be kind of thing, marketable-wise, and Dana White went off on him. And I just I got about halfway through it, and I was just like, I can't read any more of this crap. I just – It hurts my brain. I mean, I feel stupider every time I read something that Dana White says. Like, I don't know. I think this is like some government conspiracy to dumb down society through Zuffa. I mean, it's just this guy's mentality, his thought process, his cockiness, the whole package just has turned me off. And,
oh, yeah.
And his disrespect for the sport, for the athletes and for other organizations is what kills me, because these people run to him like he's some holy messiah when it's not him anybody's there to see. And that's the sad thing, is all these people, can Zuffa survive without Dana White? Yes, they can, because he doesn't even match make, folks. Open your eyes. Quit being zombies. He is nothing more than the PR guy. He is the mouthpiece. And if you think that he is not interchangeable, what – you think all of a sudden because he's gone that, you know, Chael versus Vitor isn't going to ever happen? John Jones versus Gus won't happen because he's not there? Oh, no, now their fights just don't happen anymore because Dana White disappeared. What do we do? He, guys, folks, wake up. He doesn't write, you know, the check. He doesn't – match make the cards. All he does is run his mouth like a little chihuahua on a rich man's purse string. You know? I mean, that's all he is. He's a chihuahua. He's, dude, like...
All right, well, hey, why don't, let's not worry about that. Let's get Bantam USA on.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I
let's
totally
do it, man.
Forgot.
Let's do it.
I forgot what time
it was. Buddy.
Oh. Good time.
Man, he did it online.
Yeah. I'm not going in a queue. There's no point. This better be a good number.
This is voicemail of Roberts with Bad Beat MMA, a Bama USA promotion. Please leave me a message or shoot me a text, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you very much, and keep moving forward.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished...
Okay, we'll try him back in a second.
Hey, like I gave you a bad number. God, I'm so glad that started saying that. He said his name right as he started trying to say that.
So you folks know, Bad Beat 13 is what we're going to be talking about going down at Seven Feathers Casino and Resorts. It's going to be an interesting card because a lot of fighters we know from the Pacific Northwest are going to be stacking up on this card. It's going to be interesting, pro and AMI. They do great, great events. I'm really excited to have them here in our state. Though I have not seen an official fight card yet, so that's one of the reasons I'm really interested in talking to Brett tonight.
Dude, I shared one yesterday.
Where?
On my wall.
Well, maybe I'll just Google that stuff on your wall. Is that what they call it?
I don't know.
Here we go. What's with the... Oh, never mind. That's a monkey. Oh, there we go. No, that's Rochambeau.
They're all a monkey. Yeah, that's Rochambeau.
Hey, by the way,
that's
that
where my buddy Shauna Carruz got a title defense July 26th at Rochambeau. Man.
Oh, okay, here we go. How, dude, hold on a second. I just saw Abe Jacobs on there. I hope he's available to fight. Because we've seen people get knocked out. Colton Howard's on the card versus Christopher Morin. Jason Gray.
And I think he's fighting Zane Barons or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, Dario Mobley, good to see him on there. Eric Victor.
Yeah, against Bellator vet Mike Dubois.
Yeah, I see that. Dude, Talon Hoffman versus Ryan Healy. What happened to Shorty?
I don't know.
Huh? He's fighting Josh.
Oh, Jason Gray is fighting Josh.
Cool.
So dude, where did Shorty? Him.
Yeah, dude, he's unmuted.
Just say something then. Grandpa, talk.
Well, I didn't want to just jump in there, you know.
Why not, man? You know,
I don't
you
know.
Can jump in.
That was a good day since it's F bomb day that I could probably join in.
Yeah, but Bill
I really wanted to
see he was gonna drop F bombs.
He's gonna fight Joshua LaGrange. From Medford. 6'3", 2-2 guy. You must know him.
Yeah, that'll be a good debut for Jason.
Nobody else wanted to fight him.
That's not true. I got a guy that'll fight him. Brian, hold on, let me gotta find this guy's name. Brian Neuro would like to fight him again.
He's already matched right now, but so maybe the next whatever. But yeah, this one's locked in. But he don't care who it is. He's just excited to fight. Really excited.
Was he?
Yeah, he's fired up. He loves Bama. He's really excited that he's going to get to fight on Bama, and he gets it. He's excited. His dad's excited. It's pretty cool. He's excited like you guys are about it. I don't have as much history with I don't know as much, but they're really excited like you guys are.
Hey, what's Bo fighting at right now?
145.
I would have liked to have seen him fight Healy on this Bama card.
Huh?
That would be an interesting fight.
I think it would be a great fight, especially for the fans. That's a really good sell right there. Yes. You know, some NorCal versus Oregon.
Oh. You guys a good fight?
Well, really, you know, Ryan's originally from like Central Point or whatever, Eagle Point or something, some point down there in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, yeah, Eagle.
Man, Eagle. Hold on, wait, am I supposed to say Osprey right now, or are we going to keep the show going?
Ah! Oh, that was pretty good, man. Dude, I was about to say, I keep going back to this Eric Victor Mike fight.
I got Mike Dubois, devastating KO.
Okay, see, this is the thing is, okay, Victor took such a long time off. He's a phenomenal coach. He's come back, and he's had a rough go at it. But he seems to now starting to want to fight. But he keeps taking on guys I feel he isn't quite ready for, and I think this is another situation. I think Victor, if he can get it to the ground, it's his game. It's getting it to the ground I'm concerned about with Mike. You just mentioned it by devastating KO or however, whatever you just put it, but that's my concern is him getting him to the ground. Will he get caught trying to get him there? Because he does not have the striking that Mike has.
No, he does not. Dude, so I wish I knew if I could talk about this. There's a fight I want to drop, but I don't know that I can drop it yet.
Alfonso Gonzalez, Bubba Bush, Legacy. I want to give a big shout out to both those gentlemen. Two good friends. They're gonna do battle. One man will hold the title. We'll see how it goes.
Dude, I'm kind of stoked about that fight, Skip. What do you think, man? What do you think about it? You know, within 24 hours, what's your initial opinion of the fight?
Do you want the truth or what sounds best?
No, man. What is everybody asking if we want the truth, man? This is a show that if you don't spit the truth, you don't come back.
Okay, here's how it goes. I've known both guys for some time, especially Bubba a little longer. I think they're both talented fighters. And not to be politically correct, I am going to pick a winner and outcome and the whole situation in this quick conversation. A, I think Bubba's wrestling is what's going to win him this fight. B, I think in the clinch, he's got some dirty hands. C, I've seen him, and you know as well as I do because he told us the story that nobody knew until he announced on the air about being in the edge of the diabetic coma situation in a title fight in five rounds with no insulin and making it through. That gritness, heart, and toughness totally changed my opinion about what that guy could put, you know, be put through and still come out, in my eyes, victorious. He lost the, split decision. So, you know, a game Bubba on point will beat Zoe 8 out of 10 times. Right now, today, this version, I'm not saying that if Zoe, you know, loses this fight, that he doesn't knock out two wins and come back and be a completely different fighter. You know, I'm going to have to wait and see. I say this is hands down, no question asked, by far, Zoe's toughest test as a fight to date. But I don't believe it is Bubba's. That's why I wanted to see Zoe fight, you know, a fight or two. He does deserve a title shot because he's undefeated. He took out Mike Kent. You know, I know that there was rumors of him going back to Canada to fight David Loazo and, you know, the events up there for the title. I liked that fight a lot. I felt like stylistically that was better for Zoe. I know it was just a rumor, but as a fan, it's something I felt was a good fight for Zoe. I just worry that the cardio and wrestling is going to beat him from Bubba.
Oh, dude, man. Zoe's cardio right now is so on point, dude. I'll tell you, after watching him and Torgerson, dude, Zoe knows what to do, man. If you listen to what he was saying last night, he knows, man. He already knows what he goes, man. Last night he told me. He goes, it's a 25-minute fight, man. I'm going to be ready to fight 25 minutes.
Yeah, no, look, I don't, dude, I'm not saying Zoe's not going to be the best Zoe we've ever seen. What I'm saying is 25 minutes of Bubba ground screwing you is a whole nother fight. You're talking about somebody who is just ridiculously good on the ground. And I'm not saying Zoe's not, folks. I'm not kind of disrespecting. He's somebody we sponsor, somebody we've watched as an amateur, somebody we want this fight. We're the ones who pushed and begged for him to go outside of the region to fight, okay? More than any other organization media-wise out there. We wanted this. He got it. I'm saying that Bubba is wrestling is on a whole nother level, and I think that's what's going to win it. He is going to grind Zoe down at a completely different level. And I'm not saying it's going
to
be
I think he's
going
to have to – one thing that he's
going
to have to do, though, and one area that I think Zoe has a big advantage is
stand up.
When they're standing, I think that Zoe's got a really, really big advantage over Bubba.
That's only if Zoe keeps it standing on the outside. It's the same thing I told Eddie.
It's going to start there. It starts there.
I agree.
Zoe's got
but
good
Bubba
takedown
is
defense, man.
Fast.
Zoe's got good takedown defense, bro. I mean, you know,
and I don't
Torgerson
agree.
Was able to take him down a couple times, but, I mean, he struggled.
And
Zoe's
and
not afraid to be off his back. That's the thing, though, is that Zoe at times – I don't know if I should finish this statement.
I know what you're
it,
saying.
Whatever. Sorry, Eddie and Zoe. But, dude, Zoe can be more dangerous off of his back with his jiu-jitsu than, you know, if they're, like, clinched up. So he may actually at times want the takedown because, dude, he's got a really, like, aggressive guard game and he can be, you know, he's very, like, he's attack-oriented.
and he knows really how to really work triangles. It's actually kind of a lot of fun to watch, though, off his back. But, I mean, I think that, you know, I see what you're saying with Bubba's wrestling at the same time. But, I mean,
I agree 100%. Zoe can win this fight, keeping him at distance, stopping the takedowns, working that league leg, just blasting it with kicks and peppering him with jabs until the later rounds where Zoe can start dropping some haymakers. I have no problem with
kicks. No leg kicks.
He needs to stop. Dude, he needs to take Bubba's front lead legs out. Bubba can shoot so quick, but we've seen it in longer fights where Bubba's taken damage to his leg. It stopped his takedown attempts in the fourth and fifth round. And that's where Zoe can start blasting away, where he feels more comfortable to let go of power.
I don't think he should throw leg kicks to a wrestler. He's just going to grab that leg and get the takedown. You mean wait for that leg to come.
Dude, it's been an issue in a few of Bubba's fights throughout his career. When people take away that lead leg, he does not have the push off and the ability to jump down and take you down as quickly, and it's hurt him a couple of times. But at the same time, he's also been able to clinch up against the fence and hurt people with dirty knees, you know, getting into those rib cages, something he's really good at. And we've seen him use knees quite a bit, even the DQ, BS DQ, in my opinion. You know,
in everybody's opinion.
You know, so I think this fight.
Hold on, let me take that back. Everybody but the freaking Texas Commission.
Ain't that the truth? I think this fight is an amazing fight that 90% of fans right now will not understand how exciting this fight is going to be until they have seen it, because they just do not maybe know both parties.
I think Zoe will be bigger than Bubba too, by about 3 inches in height and probably a good 15 pounds when they rehydrate.
Well, Bubba, I was talking to Trey. He said Bubba walks right around 210, 215.
That's probably right around. That's around where Zoe's at. So they'll be about the same then.
This is something that I really, you know, I there's so many aspects of this fight that I look forward to seeing, you know. And I think Bubba's what, 6 foot, and Zoe's what, 6'3", 6'2"?
6'2", 6'3". He's a little bit taller than me, if I remember right. I always feel like I'm looking up. What about it?
Yeah, Bubba's like 6 foot, right at 6 foot. You know, Bubba, obviously, you know, the Cleveland fight, he showed his submission skills. The Crow fight, you know, he showed his hands. And, you know, he used that wrestling to get to that, you know, which was great. You know, the Arnedas Young fight, you know, we all agree that was BS. You know, somebody I like as a fighter a lot, Arnedas, kind of played that up too much. And, the Andrew Craig fight as well, you know, where he got
beat up in that fight, bro.
Yeah. You know, that was what, almost 3 years ago now, probably.
Yeah, I think so. It was a while back, man.
Yeah, it's been a while back.
I don't even know if that fight was at Legacy. I don't think it, maybe, I don't know. Was it at Legacy? I don't know.
It was probably it was at the old Legacy when they were still holding them at that small venue
in
out there.
Oh, San Antonio?
Yeah. When they were still doing the small venue.
His whole career is all Legacy. That's record. Don't see that very often.
No, you don't. Well, you know, some of these guys have fought at K-Sport forever.
Right, yeah. True.
So now this brings up an interesting problem that we're going to have now. So, you know, the number one contender to the K-Sport middleweight title is now signed a four-fight deal with Legacy. I think it's only fair if Jared Torgerson gets that title shot.
Hell yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So you're saying Knopp and Torg to throw down since Zoe's gone.
Yes.
Hell
yes.
Yeah. Exactly what
I like it. I like it. Brian, if you're still listening to the show, that's our shout-out for you, buddy. Come on, Mr. Hallquest. Now, I'm going to say this, and I probably shouldn't, But there's some rumors about some talent that will be coming to Cage Quest. Some talent that is not local by any stretch. I mean, not 4,000 or 5,000 miles away, kind of local. So I can't wait if this happens. Lepaki, I think you would definitely love to see a group of Titans head this way, wouldn't you?
I might. Thought we weren't going to talk about it.
Well, how many people out there besides maybe Jeff and a few true hardcore listeners are going to know what or you know what group we're talking about when we say Titans? I mean, there's 600 gyms with that name. But there's only one. But when we had them on, they have consistently messaged each other back and forth about stacking cards one way and stacking cards the other way, taking pros there and bringing pros here, and doing a you know kind of East Coast West Coast event.
You said Cage Quest. You mean Cage Sport?
I'm sorry. I'm looking at their poster. It's in my brain. Right now I'm looking at Justin Harrington and Nathan Stoll.
Nathan Stoll, your mama.
You know, it's a bummer. I tried Brett twice so far, and we're not getting any answers. Oh,
man.
It's all right. Don't we have him booked again next week?
No, like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Whenever the event is, I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
Okay, so hey, everybody, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, man, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to post this Jared Torgerson versus Brett Knopp at Cage Sport 31 on my Facebook page. I've tagged Brian Hallquist in this post. If you truly want to see the two best unsigned middleweights in the Pacific Northwest fight each other, here's your opportunity to help make that happen. It's now posted. Make it happen, people. Let's see what you're capable of doing.
Lennon Showalter's fighting? To the top two 85ers?
Landon hasn't quite committed to the comeback yet. Despite what, you know, Matt Kovacs was telling us, I guess, on Monday night, Landon still hasn't quite committed fully to the comeback. So, unfortunately, we can't, you know, keep him in the top two unsigned 185ers in the Pacific Northwest yet. But once I get verification that Landon is back, I'm down, man. I'm down. I will immediately place him there.
I'd love to see Showalter knock. That'd be awesome.
I just would like to see Landon fight in person. I don't give a shit who he fights.
You'd enjoy it.
I think that'd be like just one of those cool dudes that you get to see fight, man. A lot of these people don't, you know. I don't think people know, you know. They need to know. They need to find out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. He feels he's better.
Landon versus Frankie Orr.
That's happened. Frankie's came and trained at his gym. He comes up for a whooping. So, yeah, that fight ain't happening. That happens in the gym, and he gets whooped bad.
That was a joke. I don't want Frankie to fight Landon.
Good.
I want Frankie to fight Justin Larson.
I want to see Landon Showalter one-on-one Matt Kovacs.
There's a video. You can watch it right now.
I know, dude. I thought it was funny.
That Landon owns him.
Hey,
he owns
that's
him.
Like the other day somebody posted like this past whatever, Fight Night 60, 20, 300 for the Zuffa. 40, I believe it was, really, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Somebody posted the fight card. Somebody posted, what are your picks for the fight? So I went and gave him the picks for all the winners for 2007 Grand Prix Shockwave, and he was like, oh, good picks. Oh, I've been doing that a lot lately. I'm like, I'll go get an old fight card and just put all the picks from some other event on there. It really fuck with people. They're like, Gonzalez, what the fuck? Fedor.
Dude, I want to see. I don't think you're ready to know yet. I can't tell you.
Oh, my God, dude. I love that. Did you just read that? He is fighting a former student, an amateur former student that he holds a contract with. I'm your manager.
How do you have a retirement fight as an amateur?
I don't know.
Like, I thought you could only, like, retire from something that paid you money. Like, you can only retire from a job, like, you know, when you get paid to do something.
Oh, you mean I can't retire from being a dirty hippie stoner?
I retired.
No.
Oh, wow. And so I can't retire from being white trash either? Wow.
No.
He's really going to hate life.
Sucks.
Somebody call him and tell him right now. Yeah, I don't get it. But Jeff, here's the funny
retired,
thing.
You think?
You just fought a week ago. You can't be retired. So, but Jeff, here's the weird thing. I know. He is a manager of an amateur fighter, and he contracted that amateur fighter to face him for his retirement fight. Isn't that a little odd?
To say the least. But it happens. Dennis Holman fought Justin Davis in Strikeforce when he was his coach. Well, it happens.
Dude, what's his name? The Irish hand grenade. He fought his student who left like 2 years ago from his gym and opened up a gym a block away. And they fought at New England Fight Nights. And, dude, the Irish hand grenade just got beat down. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was like a 30-second just KO nastiness.
Wow.
Yeah, how much do you think that hurts business? Especially when you're in a small town, you know? And could you imagine every time you see that guy at the gas station, he'd be like, that's right, I knocked you out, coach. Remember that? The grasshopper is now the mask.
The grasshopper is now the praying mantis.
Hey, guys, for everybody who's listening to the show who knows me, right now I'm looking at a 10-system surveillance system. And I enjoy this. It's become my new TV, dude. It's horrible, dude. I was like, I used to hate these things. I'm like, why do I want this on my computer? Now I got it on my cell phone, my tablet, my computer. And it's like, I'll be in the bathroom just watching it. I'll be on the car watching it. I'll be at the grocery store watching it. I've been watching it half the show tonight. But it looks like everybody's starting to leave. There's only about 12 people left in there now.
Yeah, dude, everybody is leaving, bro. How nice was it over there today?
It was 74 and no, like maybe a 5-mile-an-hour wind from the east. So it was bringing in just a little bit of hotness with it. So it felt like it was probably about 78. It was perfect.
What are you doing for the big weekend?
What big weekend?
This weekend, Memorial Weekend.
Oh, I have a celebration going on, and that's about it. I'm gonna cover a bunch of MMA. Oh, you don't. It's a long story.
Oh, we got none of the time, man.
We got time.
Yeah, I'm just celebrating the first time I had sex.
Oh my gosh! Was that 35
years
ago?
With yourself or with another person?
With another person. And we're not going to talk about this on this show. This is more like a Friday conversation.
35
you
years ago.
You took it here. You're the one that took it here.
Yeah, you're the one who said you wanted to hear. I said that. No, you don't want to hear. No, I'm just messing with you. I'm going to be watching a bunch of MMA. That's about it.
I got 2 fights to ask you guys about.
Okay.
All right, I got 2 fights to tell you about.
Ryan Oldfield.
Movie Hill, right. Submission.
Is that tomorrow night?
Yep.
So that means Alex is fighting tomorrow night too, right?
Well, Alex fights
Alex
on the 31st.
Fighting the 31st.
Oh. If it all goes down.
Dude, I thought
Movie Hill wins that fight.
Say that again?
The Goose.
Ryan will
choke him out in the second round.
You say second round?
Yeah.
I say first round where they're still dry. It's not real slippery.
I don't think that'll matter to Ryan.
Really good ground game.
He's the best fighter in
the last few years by a mile. He's so improved. It's amazing.
How did he just sign with PXC and get to take this fight?
They're cool like that.
I think that the biggest advantage for Ryan right now, I mean, despite the fact that he's a much different fighter than he was the first time they fought, is I think that Julian may be the kind of guy that doesn't think that Ryan will have gone and improved, and he may just still look at Ryan from when they fought the first time.
That's what it seems like. And that's not a good move. But we'll see. I don't think they respect him. And that his coaches do. And I don't think they paid attention to what he's been doing. I mean, kid's been on a tear, man, a tear. He's won how many in a row? Like 7 in a row or something?
Yeah, I thought it was 8 maybe. I don't know.
7 in a row. Last loss was to Drew Brokenshart. And then before that, Julian Arosa. And then a whole bunch of wins before that. All the way back to it. So this will be the third time he's fought Julian.
Yeah, and the first time he fought Julian was, I think, at Cage Sport. Was it at the Cage Sport in April of 2012?
It was, 2011. April 2011.
Wow, I've been covering MMA that long.
Cage Sport 14, and then he fought him again in April of 2012, Cage Sport 19.
No, that's the one. That was my first event I covered for MMAMadhouse.com.
Yeah, Julian won by armbar.
Yes. I remember thinking, check. God, this Ryan guy wasn't very good.
Yeah, well, he's very good. Yeah, I'd love to see him fight Drew now. I think he brings us some problems. But that won't happen.
I'm not sure that anybody's presenting problems for Drew right now. Nothing against Ryan, but I think Drew's just on a whole nother level, man.
I'd have a hard time picking against Ryan if he's fighting anybody but Lee Morrison.
I'm really ready to see M1 sign Drew and let them guys go at it again. I kind of want to see that fight. I'm ready for it now, I think.
You need the manager.
Hey,
I'm
you
looking
guys
for fight
see... Places. Did you guys see Ronnie Bam Bam Rogers make that post the other day? He's
no.
looking for a manager.
About...
Really? I told him to hit Will up, man. Yeah, he made a big post about he has one last shot in his career. He's tired of wish-wash management, and he needs to find real management that can help him get where he needs to be. You know, he's looking for, you know, and he asked people, so everybody was just blasting names. Like, I saw so many company names I'm like never heard of, you know, probably 30 of them I never heard of.
The other fight I want to ask you about is Corshane and Abe Jacobs. Does this guy really have any shot?
I'm sorry, what did you say? I thought you were telling a joke. For real, dude, this is not a fight. I mean, there's no way. Really?
Yep.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to the racetrack. Me and you are going to race. I give you an AV1 LTD Crown Victoria. I take a 2014 Ferrari. Who do you think is going to win the race?
How long's the race?
The race doesn't matter because you're still at the starting line and I've already won.
Yeah.
Abe is a great young man and he is an up-and-coming fighter. He is not on Kershane's level yet by any stretch. And I know all these people
Isn't
are like,
he
he's going to... No. I think he's...
No, that's
yeah.
not very much experience.
No, yeah, he's 2-0 or 3-0, but... I thought he was 3-0. I could be wrong. Either way, he's a good young man. He's a great little fighter. He's coming along well from Smash Fitness down there in Redmond, Oregon, with JT Taylor in the group. You know, I like the kid. I think he's got serious potential.
But right now, he is, dude, I don't care. I saw all these people say, oh, dude, Abe's going to sub him in the first round. I'm like, what? What? Do you guys not realize that this dude does not get subbed very easily? You know, I mean, you're not just going to walk in and sub him out.
Dude, he rolls with Mike Chiesa, Cody McKenzie, Ryan Mulvihill. Should I list more?
Yeah. Look, if anything, I think Abe's best chance is to get in there and throw some fucking power shots and try to catch him quickly before he gets his feet settled and feels comfortable.
Oh, hell no. Don't even piss him off.
Yeah, ask Rex Spray what happens. You get knocked out twice.
Twice. He shakes his hand, touches his gloves.
Hey, look, straight up.
If I'm Abe Jacobs, man, when I get there, I find the promoter and I punch him in the face and be like, who did you put me in here with?
Dude, that's the thing is, like, all these people on social media think, like, Dave's, like, some farm boy who's never been in a fight. They're like, oh, don't worry, he's just some country boy. He don't know how to scrap. I'm like, dude, have you guys watched any one of the 30 fights this guy's had? How about any one of the multitude of veterans, stars, and just cut fighters from bigger organizations that he's beaten? I'm not saying that Abe can't beat Dave. Anything is possible, folks. It's possible I'll wake up tomorrow and be 6'8" and black. Who knows? But I'm not putting my money on it.
He's been subbed one time ever. One time, and it's a real controversial. That one is.
Yeah, Matt Coble.
Right.
I probably shouldn't have said that because Dave probably gets mad about that. So.
Well,
Adam Smith beat him up. He's good with it. He's fine with it.
After who did?
After Adam Smith ragdolled him and just trashed him, made it look easy. Dave kind of got over it quick. He just thought, this kid's not anywhere near me. That was just a fluke thing. I don't need to. Obsessed over this, so.
There's fights in Philomos next weekend?
Yeah. I think Dave should be fighting Lyle Beerbohm.
MMA Mass Media is on the poster.
What? No way. Where's this poster? No
Wait,
way.
Who?
No way.
I'm sending it to you right now, bro. You think I make this shit up, man? Didn't I just tell you this is where people come for the truth?
Is Shorty
on? Yeah,
your
common line is, I'm not here to be friends. I'm here to be right.
Dude, is Shorty on this card or? Oh, Justin Milani. Dude, he's fighting Ray Garcia. Who else is on this card? Oh, come meet Jens Pulver.
I'll get the fuck out of here. I didn't even see that part.
Yep.
Where does it say that?
Right there across the very bottom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Man, this rock star. It's like...
You know, I wish I could invite BJ out and just let him beat up Jens Pulver.
Dude, what do you think about Dave Gershane versus Jens Pulver?
Oh, dude, please, somebody make it happen. I'll pay $200 for the purse.
Damn, man, you're eyeballing on Jens, aren't you?
Back.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know, whatever you did, it's horrible. Hey, it doesn't matter, man, folks. It's the end of the show. I know this show just fell apart and was crap all night, so we apologize. Try us back next week, this 200th anniversary show. This show will be perfect, man. I've been working with Bootsy, Lepaki, we're ready. This is going to be a great show. 200th anniversary, or 200th show, 20th anniversary for Tough Enough, free event, tickets, stream, whatever way you want to go see it. Big shout out to my boys, the Goat Locker. Big shout out to all our great sponsors. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards for joining the show. Also, Bill Smallwood, wish you the best of luck, brother. Brett from Bama USA and Bad Beat 13, we apologize that we didn't get to get with you. We will talk to you soon. You guys know how we do every show. As soon as I find the right button, and I don't know why it's not. God, see why? There we go. I hate that. It's killing me tonight. Okay, Eagle.
Osprey.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Intimidation Clothing, Valley Auto, All Out Fight Shop, Ink Tank Tattoo, Game Changer Clothing, Hype Fight Store, Bushido.ca, GFL.tv, Rear Naked Smoke, Pro-Am Belts, Vision Smoke Shop, Big T's Nightclub, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Crossroader Clothing, and Jax Media.